Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. And of course, we're going to read the entire psalm. Last week we did, the title of the message was Believers Who Are Blessed by God. Now we're going to do the last three verses of Psalm chapter 1. And it's because these are often misunderstood. Most of the time, I would say that most Christians, when they read Psalm chapter 1, when they get to verse 3 and it talks about the ungodly, they believe that the psalmist is writing about unbelievers. But actually, this psalm is written to God's chosen people. And a lot of those chosen people were not godly followers. They were not godly people. And so we're going to consider that today. But I want to read the whole psalm because it doesn't take that long. And it's so important to see the contrast. So verses 1 through 3, we're going to look at the believer who is blessed by God, the person who has God's hand resting on them, and they know in their innermost being that they are right with God, that they're walking in his ways. Let's read it together. Blessed is the man or person who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Don't forget, last week we said that planted there is actually transplanted by the channels. These were man-made dug channels where farmers said, listen, I'm going to take these little seedlings and I'm going to transplant them. It's actually in the Hebrew dictionary, transplanted. And they're transplanted where there is water. And the psalmist is trying to say to you and I, hey, listen, we need to take our lives and transplant them next to the water of God's word. And that's what's going to make us this tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit. Fruit trees, we said last week, have fruit on them, not so the tree could eat the fruit, it's so others can eat the fruit. In other words, our lives are to be lived for others, to bless others, and not so that we get anything out of that special, though we do get eternal rewards for loving others. But that's the whole purpose here. It brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Don't forget that, because I'm going to come back to that withering leaf later in this message. Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Okay, and last week we talked about this was the Old Testament to God's chosen people, Israel, Deuteronomy 28. You can have blessings or you can have cursings, Israel. Okay? And so he's saying, look, verses 1 through 3, if you want the blessings, if you want to be disobedient, you want to be ungodly, and here it goes. Verse 4, notice, he just talked about the person, whatever he puts his hand to will prosper, but look at this, the ungodly are not so. The ungodly aren't like this at all. They're not like this blessed person that's a fruit tree that's giving and giving and giving to be blessings to other people. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff, which the wind drives away. We'll get into what that chaff is. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, because the Lord knows the way, the path of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Many years ago, a lady that was a member of our church but was sporadic, she'd be here a bit, then she'd be gone, and then she'd be back, and then she'd be gone for several months. It was very sporadic. It wasn't faithful Christian living. This lady got away from the Lord. She